علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. We are back with the program of Gate of Knowledge. And we were speaking about, we were contemplating over the letter 31 of Nahjul Balagha, the teachings of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam and his letter of will and commandment to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, his first son. And on the very first paragraph that we talked about in previous sessions, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam describes his status as a father to the recipient of this letter, his son. And then on the very last phrase of this very first paragraph, Imam calls or Imam describes his son to be Khalifa til Amwat, the successor of the dead. Thinking about it is in reality is that in the spectrum of the entire history, we as those who are alive today are the closest to the death in comparison to all the people who were prior to us, who have already passed away, and the people who are to be born in the future. We who are alive today are the closest to death. Khalifatil Amwat, the successor of the dead. We're going to join them. We're going to die. So this way, thinking about it this way, feeling that death itself is very feasible and close to us, helps us open our eyes. It really brightens our way and helps us not to get too drowned into the sorrows of the life of this dunya, rather keep our eyes concentrated on the goal and milestone that we have ahead of us, which is the hereafter. Then Amir al-Mu'minin continues. He says, Ya Hassan, amma ba'd fa'inna fi ma tabayyantu min idbar ad-dunya anni, what I have learnt from the turning away of this world from me is, I'll tell you, inshallah, after taking a short break.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
We're back with the Gate of Knowledge, and we're talking about the 31st letter of Nahjul Balagha, the commandments of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, his first son. Imam says, Amma ba'd. And then, now, فَإِنَّ فِيمَا تَبَيَّنْتُ مِنْ إِدْبَارِ الدُّنْيَا أَنِّي. You should know that what I have learned from the turning away of this world from me. Idbar means what is in the behind or what is in the back. So tadabbur, let me say, you have to do tadabbur in the Holy Quran. What do we mean? It means that we have to unveil the upper layer of or the apparent meaning of the verse, and then you have to see what is the true meaning of that verse, or you have to see the hidden layers or the layers that are not visible in the very first sight, tadabbur in the Holy Quran. Imam describes the onslaught of the time, وَجُمُوهَ الدَّهْرَ عَلَيْهِ, the difficulties, the onslaught of the time over himself, and the advancing of the next worlds towards me. وإقبال الآخرة إلي, as if the hereafter or the next world is welcoming me. Imam describing it this way is telling us that these has caused me these three facts. إدبار الدنيا عني, that the world has turned away from me. I'm seeing gray hair in my face and in my head. I am seeing that my abilities or my physical abilities have really been on decline, and my health is altered. I am unable to do the things I used to be able to do. Every time I visit the doctor's office, they're gonna diagnose new conditions. I go to the eye doctor and they say that you need glasses, so on and so forth. Imam describes this entire decline as the turning away of this world to me. And Imam says, instead of getting saddened, I learned certain lessons from this. And I'll tell you, وَجُمُوهَ الدَّحْرَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِقْبَالِ الْآخِرَةِ إِلَيْهِ. And then Imam calls this decline as the initiation of the process of transition from this world to the hereafter. مَا يَزَعَنِي أو ما يزعني عن ذكر من سواي. It has made me busy, or it has prevented me from remembering the faults of others or the faults of anyone except myself. Let's take another break and inshallah we'll be back.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
We're back with the Gate of Knowledge, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Imam Ali alayhi salam, on his 31st letter, on the very second paragraph, Imam describes some of the lessons that we have to learn from what we see as the facts of the life of this dunya. He says, by the turning away of this life of dunya and the decline, it has caused me one thing. If there's one take-home lesson from this session, is that it has prevented me from remembering the faults of others, or it has prevented me from remembering anyone except myself. So imagine if you're really having an exam coming up and you're really wanting to succeed in that exam, or you want to be successful and ace that exam, what would you do? You won't go and play with your friends outside of home. You stay home. You close the doors. You focus. You study. You do the practices and exercises. You make sure you review everything before the exam. It's as if you have forgotten the entire surrounding world of yourself, because you have an important occasion coming up, an important event coming up. What you do is that you study for your exam. You prepare. Amir al-Mu'mineen describes it this way. If we really see akhirah, if we really see the hereafter to be close, what should the cause or the sign or the symptom of that be? It should be that it should prevent us from just focusing on the lives of the others. What has really ruined our lives these days is that we don't really see our status. We have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten where we are heading to. We're just focusing on the life of others. Let me go on my Instagram account and on my Facebook or on my other social media platforms and see what that brother has done, what that sister has done. Come on, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, if we really see the goal or the destiny that is ahead of us, it should really prevent us from just being nosy into the lives of the others and forgetting ourselves. That should not be the case. وَالْإِهْتِمَامْ بِمَا وَرَائِي, and from thinking beyond myself. Inshallah, I will go on with, continue with the 31st letter in the coming up sessions. Please keep us in your du'as.
That was the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه